Patterns of Presence, Advent, Day 8. Luke chapter 1, verses 34 to 37. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. As this dialogue unfolds between Mary and Gabriel, Mary asks the angel to help her understand how this whole purpose stuff is going to outwork itself in her life. And the angel responds to her by giving her a spiritual and a physical confirmation. He tells her that the Holy Spirit of God is going to come upon her. She's going to experience an overshadowing of the Spirit's presence in her life. So you could imagine then that as Mary begins to sense and experience this shift in her spirit, she begins to sense and experience the movement and the abiding presence of God, that she began to feel the spiritual confirmation of what God was doing. But as well as that, the angel gives to Mary a physical confirmation. He tells her that her relative who is mature in years is going to have a child. Even though it was believed that she was unable to have kids, she is now in her latter years and has become pregnant and is 6 months pregnant. Now, this is a very detailed and particular confirmation that the angel gives to Mary and gives us a confirmation of the word that he has delivered about what God is doing in her. If Mary goes to her relative's house, which she later does, and finds that Elizabeth is indeed pregnant, and more than that, that she is 6 months pregnant, then Mary has the confirmation that she needs, that what she has just experienced isn't a delusion, it's not fictitious or the fabric of her imagination, but it is genuine and sincere and rooted in God. We learn a couple of important things from this. And the first is, well, Mary receives from God confirmation of his word. And if you think about it, she didn't actually ask for confirmatory signs. She didn't say, confirm this, prove this. She just said, how's this going to work? How will this be? She didn't actually ask for confirmatory signs, but God offered them. And when it comes to revelation and hearing the word of God, God always confirms what he says. There are multiple times in the Bible that we read God speaking the same thing multiple times. And it's not that he's forgotten what he says. He speaks things in duplicate, or he reiterates things in order to bring them to our attention and to confirm what he is saying. When we believe God has spoken to us, we should always seek the confirmation of what he has said, either through his word, through his spirit, or even through the ministry of others. But what is interesting is that as well as that spiritual confirmation comes this physical confirmation. The confirmation of what was happening in Mary's life was also found through the testimony and the outworking of what God was doing in Elizabeth's life. When Mary saw the miracle that God was doing in Elizabeth, she received the confirmation of the miracle that God was doing in her own life. We must never underestimate the power of our testimony. When we begin to share and speak out what God is doing within us, when we begin to talk about what we believe God is speaking to us, when we chat about what we're experiencing and the miracles and the work that he's doing in and through our lives, that testimony might just be the confirmation that someone needs to believe and trust God to do the same for them. Your story of breakthrough could inspire someone else to expect God for their breakthrough. Your story of healing could be the catalyst that awakens the seed of faith and belief in another to seek God for the same. Your story of comfort and peace, of inner ministry and spiritual change, could just be the confirmation of what God is doing in another. It could just be the motivation to help them to keep on keeping on and to hold on to him right up to the finish line. Your God story could ignite the story of God in another person's life, and theirs in yours. You see, God often places within our lives those that fuel the work that he's doing within us. People who will champion the inner journey, who will bless his hand, call out his work, confirm his voice, and will celebrate the pursuit of purpose. Those who will say yes to your amen, who will help you to keep your focus on God and make sure your eyes always are tuned to the vision and the big picture. Those that don't let you deviate from the pathway, but instead are the cheerleaders on the sidelines or your running mates within the race. Those who will honour and support the work of God. When you begin to run with purpose, you must find those who will be your coach. Those who will bring the yes to your amen. Those who have been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. Those whose testimony and pursuit of God will fuel and motivate yours. And maybe even those who are just ahead of you, blazing the trail. While your purpose and call is unique to you, it is guaranteed that there are those who have or who are walking a similar path, but just maybe going in a different direction or travelling at a different pace. For example, Elizabeth was one whose pregnancy came to pass as a result of the word of God delivered by the same angel. The outworking was quite different. The angel came to her husband. He was in the presence of God serving as a priest at the time, and the child that she carried was conceived by natural means. But the threads running through their story, the themes were similar. And as Elizabeth shared her story with Mary and Mary shared her story with Elizabeth, mutual strength to endure and purpose would have been found by both of them. And for Mary, the confirmation that what she had heard was true, the path she was on was right, and what she was believing was from God. As you carry purpose, God will bring to your life at the right time and in the right moments the confirmation that you need. This can come through the Spirit of God as he superintends that which you carry. It can come as you read his word, spend time in his presence, as you come to church, as you explore discipleship and devotion, and even just as you journey through your day. God has this habit of setting up little moments of confirmation through his Spirit in varying and creative ways within our lives. But he also uses people. He uses hearts and lives, stories and testimonies to confirm and to catalyse purpose. He uses our conversation and our shared narrative as we chat about who he is and what he is doing. He confirms and aligns, he energises and he strengthens. He uses real people to bring tangible support along the way and to be our cheerleaders, to bless and acknowledge what he is doing. The challenge is to find these people, surround ourselves with these people, and the challenge is also to be these people in the lives of others. Today, pause. As you carry purpose, don't be shy to ask him to confirm and reaffirm that which is within you. He's more than happy to do that. Look for the confirmation of the Holy Spirit within your day and within your journey. He will speak and he will move, and he will do so in varying ways and through creative approaches. But pause also and look for those that God is bringing into your life to bring their yes to your amen. Look for those that will champion you, and look for those that you can champion. Your God story could just awaken the story of God in someone else. Remember, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So speak your testimony, share your story, encourage one another with the work that God is doing in your life, because it calls out what God is doing, and it could just be the catalyst of God in someone else's today. As you journey through today, share your story, encourage someone else, but look for those little moments of confirmation that he is setting up. The Spirit of God is superintending the purpose that you carry. He will confirm it, and he will bring it to pass.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And when I was wandering, wandering far away, still you came and laid down your life. No greater mercy, no greater love. Born of the Spirit, yes, I've been forgiven and bought by His blood. Is where I belong. I'll give you glory all my life long. This is my story, and this is my song. Heir of salvation. This promise because of the cross, I will reach heaven sure. Blessed assurance, I'm held in your hand. So I'll keep on faithfully waiting and praising till you come again. Oh, this
This is my story.
This is my smile.